Okay, Thespian, this is your first time on the real show. We're representing the regulars. We need to be good. We need to be just great. Basically, don't fuck up.
Jeff, don't worry.
All right. Wait, was that recording?
Yep. Yeah.
Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder. Blue Caster. Cheetah's Zeal.
Disloyal and dangerous.
Match.
Nightblade.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellow Caster. Auto Guard.
One little spark of courage. Dreamcaster, Global South Perka.
Shining through the night. Spellcaster. Blade. Spotlight on me.
Stagecaster. Thespian.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air.
Welcome to episode 182.
What the fuck was that?
I felt like being different today.
Oh.
I felt like being a...
Yes, focus on him and not what we said.
I'm not going to
Regulars
say what
will
say.
Not try to take over the show.
Yeah.
Gee, Blaze, what are we going to do tonight? Same thing we do every night, Thespian. Try to take over...
try to take over the show.
Yeah, I did it. It's
Thespy.
Actual pun.
It's Thespy. It's Thespy and the Blaze, 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 Blaze.
Did we come up with the episode title already?
Fuck it. That's already the title. It's gotta be the title. No matter what.
Congratulations, Thespy and Blaze. You're the first two cast rangers to fans to be the title of the episode.
Yay.
Yay!
Is that better than the time when Paul called one of the guest casters a fucking weeb?
I would say it's about on par.
Which one was that?
Don't worry about
that.
That
is a dark chapter of the show
we'll
that you'll have
later.
To search for manually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep. Now I know this. Now I know.
That's
what you're
right.
About.
Give us more views.
I think if we weren't weebs, if we weren't kind of hard to do a show about Tokusatsu.
Gar, why did you just make the greedy money rubbing fingers motion at the mic?
No, he's doing the Italian.
Because Mike owes me money. Nah, he doesn't. He's a cool guy.
Give me the money, Mike! Alright, so, you heard the roll call. You know who's here. This week we're talking about Build Episode 19.
What if you're deaf?
Then why are you... What? How do I even answer that?
Where are my subtitles for the episode?
Closed captioning!
For this audio podcast.
Oh my god.
If any of our dedicated Cast Ranger fans would like to add subtitles to our episodes, please do.
I imagine that, you know how YouTube tries to, automatically generate subtitles
for
shit? It would be batshit fucking crazy trying to auto-subtitle us.
Yeah. Just every time it says car, right, it says elevator.
Hell, Blaze made a very good point.
Elevator car.
If we were more popular, we'd love to have, animated of us, because just there's so much content that just needs to be animated.
Oh,
it'd be fucking brilliant.
Lane. Goo Goo Gargar.
Yeah, fucking
that,
baby Gar.
Yeah, that needs
goo-goo
to be animated.
Gaga. Where? I'm Gar.
You gotta listen to episode 27 of Ultra Ranger to get that joke.
I'm listening to that when I go to pick up Kelly tomorrow. Can't wait.
All right.
I've found so many ways in Ultra Ranger to just...
Break me.
It's the best.
As per FaceCore in our Discord chat, another moment that needs to be animated is 19 Peter Dinklages.
Oh!
Oh.
Yeah!
Yes.
I don't remember
Pizza Naria.
That.
Yeah.
Pizza Naria!
And Blue Gun Circus.
I just remembered. Whenever we talk about FaceCore, I would just like to make a joke of, he's a caster, but we just keep changing his caster name.
Oh, no. Shania Twanger should be animated.
Yeah. Oh,
so
if there's one thing...
Refrigerator caster
no.
phase core.
If
Wait,
there's...
what the hell are you talking about? That's right. Pencil sharpener caster phase core.
What the fuck?
If there's one thing that I need animated, it's fucking Star Ninja Cancer. This is my favorite jokes I've ever
made. I was
going to
say, the one I love, one of my favorite moments doesn't really require an animation, but one of my favorite Cast Ranger moments will always be FIRE THE NINJAS!
I want a one of Ichi just yelling fuck you to me after I realized
fuck!
The Ryuki pun.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Or just like, it's just a picture of me like this racing arms. I get it, Ryuki! And then just Blue Caster, fuck you! Like pushed me off a cliff.
We've had some good times.
Fuck this tree. Fuck this rock. Fuck all this shit.
And most importantly, fuck you!
Fuck
anyway, what are we talking about this week?
And our featured topic for this week is rounding out our month of January.
January?
Yep.
Alright.
It's Q-Ranger episode Stinger.
Yep.
Yes!
Good.
That was a thing.
I just realized it.
It was a thing.
That was, I liked it.
But first,
I watched this thing and I liked it.
I'm excited for Bill. Can we talk about Bill?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Bill.
Can we?
All right, you're building up your excitement, so go ahead and talk, Gar.
Wow, Gar's more hyped about Bill than I am. What a surprise.
Especially after that spiel about us killing your hype for you.
That's why he went back and
go!
Watched Bill.
Yeah, that's why I went back and watched some of the episodes. But, yeah. Apparently, XA was so popular with the whole levels thing. Guess we're doing that thing again with the ranking.
With the hazard level.
Yeah, with the hazard levels.
Yep.
When did Kamen Rider become fucking Dragon Ball?
Early.
The power levels.
Early Dragon Ball.
Early Dragon Ball Z. Alright. Power levels are bullshit.
Yeah, I know. Hell, even in Dragon Ball FighterZ, Nappa still fucking, like, talks about, like, oh, you should increase your power level. I'm like, Nappa, that's not relevant anymore. Power levels don't mean anything after fucking Goku went Super Saiyan.
Oh, geez.
He doesn't know that. He's been dead for most of the show.
I thought
God damn it,
a producer.
Nappa.
Went to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, just to talk about that, I guess, just, like, yeah, Bloodstark just, like, kind of walks in, and he's just like, well, I'm going to slither like a snicker-snurk and touch everyone, and somehow I can get their
Bloodstark?
He basically pulls a bad touch thermometer attack and measures everyone's hazard levels.
Oh, also...
Yeah, he just goes and slaps them all on the thigh while doing a baseball slide.
Yeah, just...
Bloodstark, with the power of level checking via sexual harassment.
I don't know why, but the image of him rolling around in the grass like a small child at summer camp is kind of hilarious.
He's rolling around at the speed of sound? Festus?
No!
Cobra around?
No, but he just like
got
up on the grass.
The situation.
Like...
Got ourselves a Faust situation.
Maybe it's because it's
Builds on first, rogues on second, Faustus on third.
Bloodstark, he's the Faustest thing alive.
No!
Can that be the thumbnail?
Just
the Sonic the Hedgehog logo, but it's just Bloodstark's helmet.
Got a nebula gas!
But it's still, but it's
know
still.
Exactly how
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah!
Sonic the Hedgehog. So.
oh my god, that reminds me of like this fucking amazing original Sonic character someone made just called Suck the Cock. It's like this, it's this chicken Sonic character. Yeah, it's a fucking rooster. It's called Suck the Cock. It's fucking amazing.
Oh my god.
It's just like, I love the Game Grumps Sonic Forces playthrough because they're like, what sort of Sonic character would you make? And Aaron's immediate response is, fuck the goat.
Yeah, there he is. Here's a picture of him. Suck the cock.
Oh my god, that actually looks good though!
Yeah.
Post it in the chat.
Actually, yeah,
post it in the,
yeah.
Post it
yeah
in the Discord chat.
And send it to Anthony.
I will.
I remember when I was
suck
young
the
and
cock
I really liked
must
Sonic
be in this YouTube video!
Nothing will
I remember
be,
when I was really young and thought of a Sonic fan character, I was thinking, I'll still do Blaze. I've had Blaze for years now. Like, I'll do Blaze the Cat, and then I found out, oh, Blaze the Cat exists,
oh,
and it's
fuck
a girl.
That must have sucked.
Yeah, I was like, it exists.
I want to see the Sonic character by that name, but I don't want to see it. Oh my god, that actually looks awesome!
Right? Yeah, suck the cock.
Then, yeah, it looks good, but...
That is the best name ever! Okay, build episode. So, someone brought up something interesting on Facebook. So, during the last episode, when Grease does his, like, attack on Build Smuffle Wolf, like, the screen cracks, and someone's immediate comment was, oh, sure, the build phone can survive a fall from the top of the skywall like it did in episode one, but it can't be kicked.
Oh, speaking of which, can I quickly talk about episode 18 quicker?
Sure.
Okay, episode 18, it was really decent. I like Grease. Grease is a not badass, but he's competent.
He's a fun ass.
Because I Ichi and I had a discussion where I said badass is like the most overused word. No, sorry, it was me and Cell.
Okay.
Where I said to Cell that badass is a overused word. And it has lost meaning.
Sure. Utsumi, Mr. Cyborg, has apparently permeated the recap as well. And yeah. And was promptly called a cyborg repeatedly, and we got those hilarious images of him with his robot mouth open.
Yeah, just my daddy's like, no, I'm not a cyborg.
So apparently the way he was miraculously saved by the river was...
Blood Stark.
Stark dragged him out and gave him a good slapping what for.
Oh, see? I was right!
The shoulder.
He's not dead!
I mean, he was just shot in the shoulder. I didn't think
he was dead either!
No, you guys kept saying, oh, he's dead!
I was saying it, yeah.
Wait a minute, I just realized, we didn't see a body. How fast did Blood Stark go swoop in and grab his quote-unquote dead body?
Well, he
floated down the river.
We've seen Blood Stark go into his cobra form and, like, slither around.
Well, also when I saw him get shot in the shoulder, I didn't think, oh, that's not a fatal shot, so
yeah,
he's not
but
dead.
The fall is
and on water. And on the comment of there wasn't a body for Kyria either.
Well, yeah, he's kind of bashed in the thin air.
Too soon.
It's Sword Art Online! There's never a body! Then bring me the shards!
So let's talk about the scene where just, like, freaking Kazumi's getting his fucking hair cut.
Oh my god, they're in...
At Soichi's barber.
Barber Kiryu. Yeah. The one Sento was named after.
The second I saw that, I just started laughing.
And then there's the Black RX sign.
Yeah, spelled BLAK for some reason.
You get it?
Yes, because it's Black RX's anniversary.
30th anniversary. Yes. 30 years!
You've said this multiple times.
Because Black RX is an awesome writer.
Yes, he is.
It's spelled incorrectly in the background.
Yeah.
Or is it Blake RX?
So Utsumi shows up as the representative of Nanba that Gentoku will be talking to now, and Gentoku responds with, stop stealing Faust from me, or I'll have Fausttube copyright zap you.
I'll have Fausttube bots come after you.
Yeah.
You know you can't copyright us anymore after the Nostalgia Critic made that video. Fuck.
So we get another comment about, surprise, surprise, there's another thing hidden in Katsuragi's files. Why are we not surprised?
Oh, and there needs to be a keyword to solve it. I wonder what it is.
That thing is basically just, this is like an infinite knowledge. It's like, hey, we need something new. And like, okay, well, I found something new. Why haven't you mentioned it till now?
Like, Katsuragi's data files are the magical bullshit plot device through which they can explain the advent of any further power development.
I just want Senta to accidentally stumble upon, like, something that Katsuragi didn't want to have, and then just, like, it just, the video starts up, it's just Katsuragi just be like, the fuck are you doing here?!
Just like Katsuragi's secret porn stash on there, too.
It's like a virtual interaction.
I don't know how you found this, but I wish you didn't! Excellent! I should have deleted this! See you!
He just outright called it a power-up, too.
No.
Yeah.
Or at least he did in the subs I watched.
Our good friend Goldcaster says hi.
Hello.
You know It's Katsuragi's...
Sorry, you have to edit this.
...secret data files... His vines. Just before he became a scientist, he was a viner.
Isn't that basically how he presented all his inventions anyway?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but they weren't 6 seconds.
It's him playing Bill's theme with two recorders through his nose. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. So we cut back to the Toto government. And as Sento is confronting Gentoku about the hidden thing, For some fucking reason, Banjo's just standing there waving the flag.
Yeah, he's just like, dude, yeah, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting ready for my audition for Les Mis.
He looks like he's practicing his batting swings.
Just goes up to Cento later. Hey, can you make me a flag weapon? No.
Please?
No.
I found this. It's just Kachidoki. No!
Later, Cento's working on something, and just Ryuga just goes over to him. Make me a flag weapon. 500 times you've asked me this now!
Yeah.
Ding!
Is there a flag bottle? Can I have flag bottle?
Flag bottle.
At this point, I would not be surprised.
Well, there's an eraser bottle.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah!
Weapons before. Oh, it's like in the... Like, there's like another freaking... Heisei Generations movie, and it just like he sees a guy in Kachidoki, and it's just like, yeah, the flag weapon. I want a flag weapon.
But yeah, so the team Hokuto and team Build have another skirmish, which is interrupted by Stark checking everyone's levels, and Stark just decides, yeah, we're not fighting anymore today, guys. So Grease pulls out the Keshi Gomu bottle, which is the eraser, which probably erases them.
Back.
Well, no, it turns them invisible.
Teleportation thing?
Or maybe just hid them.
Yeah, that's why I think it's a...
No, I've got it. It's a control Z. It's an undo command. It undoes the action of them showing up there.
Just
you know, there's like you know, like there's like, the spot if, like they did like a YouTube poop of this. It would just
Erasers
be like fine. I'll use it as a eraser to teleport. I don't think that's how it works. Like you'll see, uses it, and they just like scream out in pain as they die.
Yeah, they just die. They're just erased.
Oh yeah, just so I can quickly mention. Thanks.
Just black and white. Rip.
Thanks to Ichi's amazing Photoshop skills, I finally got to make Friendly Gamer a thing. So.
Which is his made-up best match of Yuzho and Game.
Yes, yeah, so Anthony, put up the picture of Friendly Gamer. Definitely. Yeah.
I thought of my best match, and it is unbeatable.
Okay.
Cake Wizard.
Cake Wizard. You mean Cake Mahotsky?
Yeah. So I'm just gonna call it Cake Wizard.
The best matches don't have to be the same names as the bottles, as the show has been more than happy to tell
Gorilla
us.
Gorilla Diamond, Gorilla Mond.
That's another example, yeah.
Ninja comic, Ninin comic.
Yeah.
Taka Gatling, Hawk Gatling.
Yes, we got
it. They do them. They mix around English and Japanese.
And sometimes they change one English word to another English word, like key and lock.
But yeah.
Again, it's the Ryuki pun.
It's not even the same thing.
It's for the Ryuki pun.
Okay, Gar, you were saying.
The styles can get invented.
So, according to the power levels, I'm just going to call them power levels.
Sure.
Castle is 3.7, Owl is 3.6, Stag is 3.7, Grease is 4.2, Build is 3.9, and Cross is 4.0.
So maybe this is why Cento can't use the Splash Driver, because you need to have a hazard level of 4?
0.1 away from being able to use
what is
Splash
this Pokemon? Driver. Oh, you can't use a level 60 Pokemon unless you have all 8 badges.
This belt doesn't obey you unless you have the badge.
Speaking of the Splash Driver, we finally got an explanation that, like, thanks to Soichi, that the Splash Driver heightens your adrenaline. So it literally just, like, gives you a huge adrenaline boost, makes you more aggressive, more angry. So
it's literally a steroid driver. Drug driver!
They
shouldn't give little kids drugs and jellies.
And they're selling this to children!
Oh yeah!
That's what's really in the Splash jellies. There's a ton of drugs.
Steroids.
Just coke. Just a ton of coke.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no.
It's a new drug. That's why it's a Splash.
Yeah,
no one knows
what
it is.
That's why, like, it's not going bruh, it's just like snorting, just...
Holy
shit!
They're selling children weapons of genocide for like the third time here.
No, that's why, like, in Gaim or whatever, you just had the Sengoku driver, and it was just like, we're only making like fucking like 3 billion of these, so like.
I thought they were only making a million.
No, it was
Wasn't it like 120,000?
No, it was like a billion. It was like
one
seventh of the world's population.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
mostly for the city.
So the point of measuring the levels is confirming that Banjo is leveling up the fastest.
Yeah, it's like, or are you just jealous that I'm stronger than you?
That's because Banjo's fucking Ryuga's important.
So,
because Ryuga is, let's all be honest, the better main character of the show.
I won't argue.
What happens next kind of pumps him down a few bits.
I still like Sento better, but we'll see.
In the next scene, he lost some cred, in my opinion.
So Kazumi insists that they just level him up, but they can't modify him again. But they can further modify his cronies. And this is where we start getting into Kazumi and friends' backstory. Apparently, he was a farmer in Hokuto, but then after the skywall hit, the soil composition degraded, which means his farm went down the tube, the Faust tube, as it were. So he was forced to turn to a life of, I want to say crime, but it's for the government, so that's kind of a gray area.
Like government crime.
All the jobs he could have had, I wasn't expecting him to be a farmer.
Yeah.
Especially level up!
He had the same Got fashion it. Sense back yeah. then, too. He was a farmer who wore, like, a designer parka.
But I wanted to say that there's a scene where Misora is talking to Ryuga at a park, and he's saying, and Ryuga says, children not being able to play in a park. That's just wrong. Says the guy who's filming a TV show at said park, making it so that kids can't play at said park.
And then he slides down the, slides down the slide and then hurts his butt. And he's like,
yeah.
He
lost a bit of cred for me at that scene because he slides down a 2-foot-tall slide, legitimately screams, and falls on his ass.
That him falling down the slide was funny because it was immediately preceded by Banjo, you've grown up a little. Proceeds to show how not grown up he is by.
That was like a tiny slide too. Like I don't even know.
Thrashing his ass off that slide.
But yeah,
he has lost all of his cred. He is back to being called Kazooie.
So we also finally get introduced to the hazard trigger, which, in my opinion, is my absolute fucking favorite like device in the show.
Hang on, where's that trigger meme?
So far, we haven't actually seen it happen. Haven't seen it work.
For some reason, they can make Smash stronger just by setting it on top of a tube and putting them in a box.
Which was the fucking Ganma.
Yeah, the Ganma box.
The Ganma box.
Premium Bandai Ganma box.
I'd buy it.
You can sleep in it. It's like a race car bed. Yeah.
So apparently, the Sanba Garasu are going to use it to upgrade themselves. With the caveat that if they lose in battle, they die for reals, which means they're probably not going to be around much longer.
Yes, you start loving the wrong fucking group of people.
Okay.
Let's get to that.
Sometimes things are born. They live, and then they stop.
Forever.
What?
Okay. The hazard trigger, the hazard smashes.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my sweet, merciful fuck, I love them!
Hang on. To quote Ichi.
Okay, I loved Castle and Owl before, but with the black color schemes, I think the Castle Hazard Smash has claimed my favorite Kaijin of all time.
I've been listening to this even in the past two episodes. You have totally, completely disregarded the Stag Smash entirely.
Which is really weird.
You've not acknowledged his existence ever.
I know it's weird because he's the blue one, but I really don't like his design that much.
He's my favorite of the three.
I'll take the other two.
My least favorite is the Castle Smash. I think it's super...
You can have the owl since you're yellow.
Okay, that's fair.
My least favorite's the castle just because he's too big.
I like it.
No.
Well, I mean...
Gar, which one is your favorite?
Owl.
There you go.
Okay.
Stag the best just because, like, when he went to his hazard form, he actually kept his color a lot.
Yeah. No. All their colors changed in the same amount. Whatever color they were, there are little, like, stripes on different parts of the body.
Yeah, but red, you can barely notice it. He looks more like blue than red.
If you look really close at the Castle Hazard Smash, you can very clearly see the stripes of red along the middle.
I see it.
A living castle that is black and blue with little red highlights that has a building-destroying laser, rotatable ramming shields... And, like, it's just everything I love.
Find it at your Toys R Us now.
It's like Alexander from Final Fantasy on two legs.
Power Rider matches.
It's like it was made for me.
No. Mm. What would Kamen Rider Build be if it was Power Rider?
Power Your Build.
Power Rider bottles?
Power Rider tool? I don't know.
Power Rider build.
It wouldn't that's be build.
Power Rider caffeine.
Power Rider
no,
builder.
No, build. Build's a good English name for
build,
them.
Build, build, build.
Power Rider soda.
No.
Power Rider pop. Power Rider pop.
Yeah.
Mine tastes like a rabbit.
Mine tastes like a tank. Mine tastes like death.
Why do you know what a tank tastes like?
Well, because that's
mine
what the
tastes like a Gatling gun. Mine tastes like a dragon.
Mine tastes like a pen.
Mine tastes like an eraser. Ew.
I got a lot of
tastes like a unicorn.
Mine tastes like friendship. Get the fuck out of here, Billy.
Mine
no one
tastes
wants
like a panda. Mine tastes like a hedgehog.
So
okay.
There was so they decide to so Team Build decides to split up all of their bottles across the different facilities in Toto, which is a pretty good plan. And I just love the scene where Sento's explaining the plan to Misora because she like picks up a bottle and she's like, "Well, what are we gonna do about these ones?" And Sento like takes it from her and like puts it right back where it was. And I just imagine him saying, "Don't fucking touch them."
I told you not to touch it.
That's what I was thinking too.
You're thinking of the art for me.
You're sure touching things in my room.
Dad! Wait, he's gone.
Dad, don't you get out of my room?
Banjo.
Oh my god, have we made a Dexter joke yet?
What?
Yeah.
Misora, get that in my laboratory.
You are stupid.
Yes, Steve.
Oh, one more thing. You are stupid.
So, somehow, probably Soichi's fault, the grease team knows where all the bottles get hit anyways, and they hit up the clean center.
Okay. I found this funny. When, I don't know Grease's actual name.
Kazumi.
Yeah. When Kazumi's down on the ground, you see Sento on the stairs. He's like, "Hey, you!" Just in his head. Man, is this how Night Rogue felt every time I encountered him? Because Night Rogue was always on stairs when he encountered Sento.
And the fucking Bloodstar keeps sitting in fucking Night Rogue's chair, and I'm like, get the fuck off it!
It's his chair.
Is this, oh. is this how that figure of Cross felt in that one promotional material? Where they just had him on top of stairs for some reason?
Look at me. I'm the stair. I have the chair now.
I'm the Night Rogue.
I sit atop the first throne.
I understand that.
Yeah. So Kazumi breaks into the clean center and, like, punches the shit out of the glass case holding the two bottles in there. Jesus
it totally
Christ.
Wasn't CGI.
And I don't think he was holding the helicopter bottle this time, so his hand might actually be broken.
Oh, jeez.
And now I broke my hand.
His legacy continues.
Legend lives on. Every week, there's one thing that lets us make that joke. So
it makes me want to watch.
Oh wait! I just remembered. What episode is it?
Episode 182.
Okay, wait.
Anyways, while you're doing that, so
it's episode Blossom.
God damn it!
Oh. Yeah.
So,
I finally remembered to do it.
So the two bottles that were hit here were Phoenix and Sochiki. I'm just wondering if maybe it would have been a better idea to have fighting best matches as pairs, or if, like
maybe that would
like, who Garola else is going to use best matches Phoenix. Besides Build?
Grease.
He can only use one bottle at a time.
Well, exactly. In the Wildboat in his
in the Twin Breaker. Sure.
He, so it was I think it was Garola and Sojiki because lost Phoenix.
Oh, what's it?
It was Phoenix and Sojiki because they spill over. Build grabs them and uses them.
What the fuck?
But he lost Phoenix last episode.
No, I guess he must have kept it, because I think the only ones they lost were Smuffle Wolf and Kuma Televi.
What the fuck does
Well, whatever, he lost it now.
What the fuck does the Twin Breaker say again when the Cross Dragon gets put in?
Let's break.
Let's break! Just the way he said it, I fucking died laughing.
Let's break for the love we share. Let's break, because we need to care.
But yeah, so like he uses Fire Hedgehog. So there you go, Gar.
It's a Sailor Moon.
You got Fire Hedgehog again.
Except he lost it, which pisses me off, because Fire Hedgehog is also my favorite form.
I guess you could say Fire Hedgehog got fired.
Ow.
You better get it back soon.
And then we see probably the stupidest finisher attack the show will ever have. Grease uses Smafo and Televi in the Twin Breaker. and it produces a giant TV screen with a smartphone commercial on it, man. Which then causes damage.
The phones fly out of the TV, which is what everyone actually wants it to do.
You splash, but nothing happened.
It just reminds me of that freaking Futurama. The air ads inside your brain or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. When I watched the episode, like, okay, he lost Fire Hedgehog. Someone's going to die. Who do I got to kill? Yeah. That was my immediate thoughts. Who do I have to kill?
Well, at least I still have Nin Comic.
No! Turn the page. They're next. So, yeah, the Hazard Trio show up and start kicking ass. Grease helicopters out. And then something I never expected happened. Cross-Charge pulls out the Taka bottle, uses it, sprouts fucking orange wings, and takes off.
So,
wait, they win? They can't win. Let me check the script.
So what does the Splash Driver say when they put a bottle in?
It depends on... hang on. It has different sounds depending on whether it's an organic or a non-organic bottle. The first thing it says is "Super Nai," which means that it's not being crushed.
Yeah, unsquishable.
Yeah,
uncrushable.
Uncrunchable, unsquishable, whatever. And then if it's an organic bottle, it says. If it's an organic bottle, it says "Charge Bottle," and if it's an inorganic bottle, it says "Discharge Bottle."
Ew.
Well, that's interesting.
Disguise bottle.
Ew, discharge bottle.
Kunai with chain.
Kunai with chain.
After Fire Hedgehog was gone, I was sad, and Cross-Charge with the Taco Wings almost gave me enough to forgive them.
But the thing is, like, not only is it...
Peridot.
Not only... Yeah. Like, Peridot flying away with her arm copter.
All right.
And just, like, have the fucking Hazard Trio just, like, hanging from him.
You clods.
What?!
But yeah, Cross-Charge using the taco bottle is awesome for a lot of reasons. First off, just him flying is amazing and very useful.
It's like a dragon sprouting wings.
Exactly. It's a callback to that time where he jumped out the hospital window because he's like, why didn't they give me wings?
Oh, hey, yeah, you're right.
Oh my god, you're right.
And also, the wings being orange match up with his eyes real nice. Yeah, so I hope we see a lot more of that.
So then he gets like,
your wings really bring out your eyes.
Yeah.
So then he flies, and then, like, I know, like, they couldn't actually have, like, the suit actor just, like, actually, like, falling. So you see him, like, it's, like, just him jumping off a platform, jumps, lands on his legs, and then falls over as if he actually fell straight from the ground, from the air.
Cue the Toy Story music. I won't go sailing. No more.
It's not flying, it's falling
with style.
And Bisora apparently fucking can heal now, so she has Dende abilities.
And then she passes out.
Yeah, and she passes out. And it's like, she was like laughing at it. She was like, look at her collapse!
So, this is Kamen Rider Wizard?
She didn't pass out because she healed him, she passed out because she touched Senpai.
Yes.
Oh my god! He has pecs!
Misora.
Oh,
and yeah, there was that scene earlier where, like, when they first confront the Grease team, they're like, why do you know Mitan?
Senta's like,
that's not her.
That's not her. No, but too, like, fucking Grease, like, mentions it, and then just, like, you see them, like, stumble, like, oh, my God.
It's her stunt double. Yeah.
Like, I remember when I saw that, I was like, I want there to be a plot point where they just have, like, in the middle of a fight, and then they, like, have Misora just start a live show, and then, like, you just, like, just runs and hides in a corner to watch it.
I apologize in advance for this terrible joke, but I just, like, in my head, I'm just like, no, that's not her. That's her lookalike, you know, the one who does the porn parodies.
Why do I get the feeling that that's a way that they're gonna, like, get rid of Grease for a bit? It's just like, oh, let Mitan distract the fuck out of him.
I feel like they could do that.
Yeah, I feel like they can.
That would be pretty funny, though.
Mitan!
It's just Mitan talking about the war.
I don't think you should do it. I think you should join Build. That's what I'd want you to do.
I was just about to say that Mitan is how we get Grease to become a good guy.
That would be pretty funny, too.
You know what I would like to see as a writer?
Toyota activated.
With the Build driver.
Sorry?
I want to see Grease, but with the Build driver.
Oh. Well, I mean, just imagine what... I was going to say, does he use any organic bottles? I don't think he has
any. No, he's going to use all the... I think when they were both revealed in the magazine, he had all the inorganic and cross use the organic.
Say, if you look at Phoenix Robot, there's half of what Grease with a Build Driver would look like.
Or maybe it would just be like full, like a cross where it's just all robot.
Sure, if you put but Robot, I've, cross, if the, put robot the, in the Cross
the,
Dragon.
The Grease Robot.
Wake up, building! Get Cross Robot!
Get if, Grease Robot!
Super Fighting Robot!
Oh yeah, get Grease yeah. Robot.
Mega
yeah.
Man!
If Cross,
if he could use the Build Driver, but he'd need a thing sort of like the Cross Dragon to make it only take one bottle.
Yeah.
So and then, Misora passes out, and then Sento runs into Soichi, and Soichi's just like, yeah, so you need something to combat the Slash Driver users, huh?
Proceeds to hand him the Game Genie.
Yeah, hands him the Hazard Trigger, which then next week we're getting my all-time favorite build form, fucking Kamen Rider Build Rabbit Tank Hazard, and oh my fucking god, it's so
I love
that
the
pretty.
Name is the Double Trigger.
I just thought of something. The Dreamcast just said like, oh, he need a Cross Dragon thing. I know what he would use. He wouldn't use the Cross Dragon. He'd use the Grease Monkey.
Oh my god!
Right. Oh yeah, you guys are talking about like his name is, like has like monkey in it.
Yeah,
so
the
it's,
saw
like,
in Sawatari is the same saw in Saru, which is monkey.
Monkey. Do you think that was on purpose?
I think it was because all their names have animals.
But yeah, I fucking love Build Hazard. I love the way he looks. I cannot wait for his debut in like the newest episode. Just fuck, because it takes everything that I don't like about the build suit, which is how, like, unsymmetrical it is.
Asymmetrical,
thank you. Asymmetrical it is, and just makes it just
black
symmetrical suit with build's eyes.
I mean, technically the asymmetry and the angle is still there, it's just all painted black.
I do kind of like it a bit more now. I didn't like it before because it was just, it's basically just Rabbit Tank, but black. But I like how they kind of gave it a story reason because it does make them it turns them all black.
Well, I'm just getting fucking Spider-Man 3 vibes because it's like this is gonna be like black suit Spidey.
And like I said on Twitter, if this episode doesn't have Sento combing his hair down and dancing in a club while Misora looks on worriedly, this series will be ruined.
No, I liked that post on every media that had it posted.
20 years in the future. All right, people, we're working on the Kamen Rider Build remake. What do you think of the design? Make it black. Kids love gritty now, right? Make it all black.
They ask how
but
much
keep
black
the eyes to make
the
it look
The answer is none black.
Also, remove one of the gloves. That way you saw it's a human hand.
I just think the funniest
Seriously,
thing...
Seriously, what the fuck was up with that RoboCop?
I just think the funniest thing about the Hazards series of suits is now we have literally a potential another exponential amount of suits just by swapping out the eyes.
Fuck.
Rabbit Tank Hazard, Gorilla Mond Hazard.
Now I'm gonna say this
right now. Comic Hazard.
As Ichi is of wanting a laser level 3 figure art, I want a figure art of fucking Build Hazard. I want it!
Now that you said it, it's not gonna happen.
Yep.
Fuck.
You want closer not gonna happen.
At least the gimmick figure!
They listen in, you know this!
I didn't know.
We didn't listen!
Anyways. Yoshilucky!
Fucking Yoshilucky!
Yoshilucky. Hi. I'm Blaze.
Here's my card. Let the record show that Yellow and Pink Casters are lightsaber fighting with their middle fingers.
I call it a fuck
what?
War.
What? No!
Lightsaber fight saber activate.
So, yay!
Now I'm just thinking of Thumb Wars where just like they're all going,
oh,
like, no!
Oh,
no!
Yeah, like
no,
they're dressed
no.
up as wrestlers
beep,
and such.
Beep!
Well, now I'm thinking of that thing that was on Cartoon Network, the Thumb Wrestling Federation.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that was stupid.
That was on YTV.
That was weird.
No, you know what was better than that? Celebrity Deathmatch. That was good.
1, 2, 3, 4, who will be the strongest thumb?
4, 3, 2, 1, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4, 3, 2, 1, who would be the strongest thumb?
Which doesn't rhyme either.
I will leave if we don't immediately stop talking about this.
I'm sorry, did it scare
you? You're so lucky!
Garp!
So two Rangers died this week.
No, Gar. Remember how you see back when, like, you're like, oh, what if Don Armage, like, takes over Rompo or, like, absorbs or something?
Oh, Darth Rompo?
You fucking called it! I hate you! He absorbed Rompo! No, he absorbed him!
Yes,
he absorbed him, which means when they defeat Don Armage, they're gonna put Tsurugi to rest, and fucking Rompo's gonna jump right the fuck out of Don Armage!
But that means he's not Darth Rompo. He's Darth Tsurugi featuring Rompo.
Darth Rompo Tsurugi.
Okay, with the most is like experience featuring Homer.
Let's talk about that, because oh my god. That fucking jacket
it's fine.
Ridiculous.
No, it's fine because it's Tsurugi.
It was so ridiculous. Ichi ruined Ultra Ranger the following night because we heard him laughing
about
it.
We heard
him,
like, laughing, going, oh, no!
Yeah, I was laughing at the jacket.
No, it's fine.
It looks so dumb!
No, it's fine. Because it's Tsurugi.
It kind of
does. Don Armage possessing Tsurugi's body, and the thing he was wearing when he got possessed was
the thing I want to question is, his jacket was destroyed. And then the next scene, he has another jacket.
Yeah. We've been over this. His jacket is also immortal.
Yeah, he didn't transfer his power of immortality to Don Armage. He transferred his power of immortality into his jacket.
That just can't believe Tsurugi's gone. Hey, guys. Tsurugi, how are you back? Red shirts always come back.
No, they don't. They just get replaced.
With another one.
So
with identical twins.
So it's hilarious that they use Super Kureno and then Ryuteo, and they try to destroy the giant Mayom or
and Don Armage is like,
Don Armage is just like, "Lol, nope, you got as long as I'm here, I'm gonna let you do that."
Oh yeah, and again, they just keep just giving things to my favorite character, Kotaro, because in the first few seconds of the episode, Lucky gives him control of Super Kureno.
Yeah.
He just says you're Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, Caesar jumps on his shoulder, and Kotaro's just like, looking forward to working with you, Caesar, and Caesar's just like,
I'm
just imagining, a cop show where a guy is like, this is your new partner, his name is Mittens, and it's like, nice to meet you, Mittens.
Caesar's a treasure.
I just can't get over Caesar his first thought was, better entrust our frontline defense to our youngest and most junior member.
Yeah, but he's also the most badass and the most heroic.
I mean, you're right, but from a tactical standpoint, maybe not the best choice.
Hey, Kotaro knows a shit.
My biggest theory now.
Again, I said before, in the episode where they all, for some reason, turned into video game characters, everyone had their personality change except Kotaro, because he's already extremely heroic.
Speaking of video game characters, watching this whole war scene against this massive army made me think that Q-Ranger would make an amazing Musou game.
You know what it made me think of? We put holes in teeth! We put holes in teeth!
You have any creeps!
But, I have a theory now that another Ranger's gonna die. Because think of it, what was always said at the beginning of the show? Nine warriors possessing Q-Thomas will be
happening?
The saviors of the universe.
Maybe Lucky's gonna die.
No, fuck you!
Kotaro.
If they kill Kotaro, I'm gonna kill someone.
Kill a child.
Stay. I will.
No.
Flip.
Naga.
No!
No, they can't kill... Okay, who can easily come back from the dead?
Lucky.
No one.
The robots?
Balance is gonna give himself.
Or Champ, who already did.
Yeah, but he already died, and we already know he would come back. Garu, because he's the last of his race.
No! Not Garu!
I have to stop you from destroying my race!
I can actually imagine them doing that.
I mean, now Garu, once again, has nobody, because Kotaro now works with him.
Because he's the only one who didn't have his own dream, and it would end with, my dream was to save you, Lucky, and then you would die.
I just love how this is so quickly devolved into who's gonna die? Is it you? Is it you? Is it me? Couldn't be. Then who?
Wheel of Murder.
Oh wait, you know what?
Sorry,
I got an idea.
Are you gonna spin the fucking culette?
Yeah, he's gonna spin the culette.
So whoever comes out of here, that's who's gonna die. It's Spada! Yes, Spada's gonna die.
No chef for you.
spot is gonna die.
He's just gonna go insane and then explode.
I'm not saying it out of morbidity. I just genuinely am not sure where they're going, which is a good sign. It means that it's well written and also that we care about all the characters.
Just all the bombs go off. Hey, Dire Mosh, enjoy your dessert.
If I may say,
get hell. Go ahead,
the only real thought I actually had through this whole episode, aside from this is dark, I was going to save it for the end, but then you guys started talking about what happened at the end immediately after we started, so...
Sorry.
No, it's okay. That's not what I meant. I just meant that I don't have to worry about saving it for the end, and I should say it while it's relevant.
Go ahead.
Which is that, sorry, if I'm being weird. Are you okay?
Blaze, stop futzing around.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
you're
kind of
good. Go ahead,
your...
Emily.
No, is it your cat?
No, sorry, it was me.
Oh, no, it's fine. Is that, that when Tsurugi was standing there and basically saying, like, I've already lived long enough, I'll die, and then Lucky is just like, we can't leave you behind, as Don Armage is just like, very quickly, like, He's gonna go into his body. And then he's just like, we never leave anyone behind. He's not even respecting his friend's wishes. And then he gets absorbed by the villain. I'm just thinking, Lucky, you're great Red Ranger. You're a good person. That was the dumbest thing you've done in the entire series. Dear God, that was stupid, you moron.
See, here's my problem with that scene.
So bad saying that, but like my thought literally watching it was I was just looking at the screen and just like, Lucky.
I'm just thinking about that Game Grumps joke where it's like the robot from Sonic Adventure. It's like, I'm going to possess him. I'm super going to do it. Super going to do it. All right, fine, I'll just do it.
But here's my problem with that scene. So they defeat Cuervo.
Fucking amazingly, dust. May I add.
Oh, okay, let's build up to it, because I have a thing to say about the ending, but we'll lead up to it. So they finally confront Super Cuervo, let's call him, and the conversation effectively devolves into, I never liked your spinach puffs! Never! So
where's that from?
From Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I haven't watched it in so long. So
just like, they were supposed to be friends, but then Cuervo reveals that he's never liked Tsurugi. He just used
him. Okay, that was just Don Armage fucking influencing him. That's what Tsurugi kept saying to him. He's like, yeah, oh, it's Don Armage is influencing you.
Except
yeah,
after
Don Armage stopped influencing him, he still tried to kill him.
He pulled out a fucking knife and tried to shank him.
Oh, that's true.
And Tsurugi...
The Mother Russia!
Tsurugi promptly responds by dusting the fucking bird.
Yeah, I know! He just, Bird's like, cuts shank. Him in half and then just, like, dissolves into ashes. And I'm just like, whoa! Tsurugi fucking did not hesitate to end him.
Take that, you fucking Tango warrior.
How about taking another quack at it?
Speaking of taking another...
regards to duck laser in hell.
Speaking of taking another quack at it, so now that we know the true nature of Don Armage's power is to jump from host to host after they die.
Like in that One Outer Limits episode.
So Tsurugi is now being possessed by Don Armage and then turns to the other Q-Rangers and tells them, if you are my friend, kill me to permanently kill Don Armage! I promise it'll super work this time, even though it didn't work that last time we all just saw. Last host, but if you kill me, it'll super work this time, guys. Pinky promise.
I think the logic of it is if they kill him, if they kill him while he's in the middle of possessing him, it negates everything.
They missed their window.
Like he's both possessing and not possessing
guys,
something.
It's easy. We need the Go Busters. Wait a minute. Did I say Go Busters? Sorry, I meant Ghostbusters.
No, we need
get
Go
the
Busters.
Trap, Egon! bring him down.
Okay,
I'm so sorry about this, but Cuervo disappears. An invisible bird.
Got it.
Invisible bird sleeping in your bed.
I've got it. We throw a Pokeball at him.
No, you gotta get the goggles.
Okay. It's a ghost. Yeah, you can get the scope.
Possessing makes me feel good. In response to the Lucky thing, like, sure, Lucky, yes, he should have, like,
respected
Tsurugi's wishes, but no, he doesn't want to lose a friend. He doesn't want to lose anybody.
Except
like,
for his dad.
No one, like, yeah, he doesn't, want to lose anyone else. So even if he has to, like, let fucking the main villain possess his friend, he'll still be alive.
Yeah,
so.
But the thing is, like, it's I don't know, because I understand both points of view, because Lucky wants to protect everyone, right? But and he wants to make sure no one else dies, but Tsurugi, his friend, is saying, please allow me to make this sacrifice, and Lucky's just like, no, we're doing it my way. That seems kind of disrespectful to the person who's trying to
do it. His way wouldn't even work.
The problem is...
his way didn't work, and it's gonna work in the end because he's the main character. But...
The problem is, this is Sentai, and their audience is not mentally prepared for issues like sacrificing to save the galaxy in that way.
Yeah, this ain't 90s Sentai!
Wait, what? There's tons of sacrifices.
Sentai's children audience is not ready for kill me. I want you to kill me.
They have that in Pretty Cure, and that's for 3-year-old girls.
Yeah, but that's also super cute and cartoony.
We also
had X-Ray get stabbed through the gut in the
again, Kamen Rider's aimed at an older audience.
Pre-Cure is a serious fucking thing, man.
Yeah, Pretty Cure gets really
well. We'll find out soon, won't we?
Yes.
Dear sweet Jesus, some of the finales of Pretty Cure are dark as hell. The last who has not seen the finale to Pretty Cure a la Mode yet?
Watch.
I got it, yeah. We collect the 7-star Q Thomas.
Hammy's next.
She had character development.
Not much.
But that means she will die because she's run her arc.
No.
She was less an annoying
I'm
bitch.
I'm calling it now.
Go ahead.
Totaro's not going to die. He'll just get really injured.
And then Jiro will have to take over.
No, and that's just going to be the core 9 Rangers. Because think of it, those Kyutamas are legit Kyutamas.
Jiro takes, just like, has like fucking just Kotaro in his hands are bloody, and then he just turns into Koguma's blood orange.
Oh god.
I'm almost expecting
Koguma blood.
No sense at all. Blood. But I'm almost expecting Kotaro to grow into an adult inexplicably instead of dying.
Which was supposed to happen according to the original Koguma Sky Blue and Oguma Sky Blue scans.
Yeah.
Speaking of him, I wanted to say something. So I guess Don Armaga has some power where he is able to use like a crow Kyutama and put Lucky in some dream world where he's supposed to die.
Oh yeah.
And there's a scene where like a bunch of like Stinger, Champ, and Kotaro are like sitting at a table like all depressed, and Stinger's like, "We should just give up. I have no regrets." But like Kotaro next to him looks like he did have regrets, and I just immediately imagine him going, "I do. I have regrets. I never got laid." Immediately where my mind went. It's like, I don't have any regrets. "I do. I never got laid. I'm only 11.
No, just Kotaro. It's like, "I do. I have to go back to school after filming."
I don't know why.
No, just, sorry. Just like, just, Kotaro's like, "I never got laid." Cute Stinger looking over. "Let's fix that."
No!
Aniki!
I don't know why, Aniki. But my first thought that came to my head when like Lucky woke up from like being attacked by Don Armaj, it was just like they just had like a like just like his head and like chest in view, and so he's just like, "Oh, you're awake finally, like
I can't feel my limbs."
Yeah, and just like looks down, no legs. Rompo said, "Oh well, there was nothing we could do, oh well," that's how I was like, "Oh, this is bullshit.
I knew the instant like he was sucked into the crow Kyutama emblem, like, oh, it's gonna be an illusion world.
And thus,
I mean, we all know that even if Lucky did get his legs chopped off, they'd just like magically grow back.
Yeah.
And thus,
as they had everyone suddenly giving up, I was thinking this is like the Doubt World.
"I'm sorry, Lucky, but you'll never walk again." Balance just comes, I'll make you a new pair of legs. Yosha Lucky!
Yosha Leggy!
I'll, Balin's like, I'll give you some legs. Oh, cool. Balin removes his top half and just gives him his bottom half.
No, Champ gives him his legs.
Torso.
Lucky you got new legs.
Or maybe they'll pull a Star Wars and have him lose his right hand.
No, the joke that I was going to go with is that once he escapes from the crow illusion, and thus, Lucky became the greatest Billy Hatcher.
Oh, no.
Lucky, where have you been? I don't know.
I wanted them to just, like, pull a Tokuger where he, like, channels the power of the crow Kyutama and becomes, like, Karasu Black.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been awesome.
Well, yeah, but they already wasted all. Their budget making the hard smash suits that they used a grand total of 5 times.
Yep.
And where's the spray paint? Over in the smash. Damn it.
What if this is just all like a fucking dream where it just like just you see Lucky wake up and he just like crashed his bike into like a fucking moon or something and some guy just found him and he's like, hey, you okay, bud? I just had the weirdest dream that I was a superhero.
Eleven other great people saving the galaxy.
No, you mean how like you guys said way back in Tokuger, when you guys said, "Oh, it's just a bunch of kids playing with Sentai toys,"
and we weren't terribly wrong.
Yeah, you weren't. You were kind of off, but you weren't.
That's when I confirmed that Tokuger was one of my favorite Sentais because I'm like, oh my god, they actually are kids. That's amazing. Fucking Rompo's just like gets absorbed by Donner Mosh and he's like, I know this is so not in character for me to sacrifice myself, but I'm doing it anyway. Yeah,
I just get sucked in. So it's funny that it's not in character for me to sacrifice myself in a cool way.
Yeah.
Meaning that he thinks it's in character for him to sacrifice himself in a lame way.
Yeah.
Slip up in the
episode. But anyways, he's gonna come back. We all know he is.
Donner Mage is pulling a Kirby on me.
No, they're gonna become spirits.
Fine.
Wait a minute. No, he's sucking everything up for power. He is pulling a Kirby. Donner Mage is Kirby. It's confirmed.
What if Sho Ranpo did this on purpose so he could go inside and free him from within?
Oh, that's solely something he would do! Ranpo's a badass motherfucker!
Like Gez Gun?
That sounds like a really bad fan fiction, and I don't mean, like, plot-wise.
That's a magic school bus
book. Sho Ranpo,
right now,
free him.
And what lends credence, possibly, to this is not the first time they've done something like that. Cue Evil Naga.
See, I'm sad, though, right now, because technically I've lost 2 of my favorite characters in Kyuhei.
Boy, did you back the wrong ponies!
Well, I mean, that's why I'm glad Lucky's my fucking favorite, because he's the Red Ranger, and he's never gonna go away, so...
But now he's also the White Ranger, so...
Hey, he rocks that fucking coat!
Very true. Love it. That is a good coat. I am upset that they ruined that coat.
I'm happy we got to see Heavy Sky Metal again.
He's the goddamn Miracle Star!
And you know they're going to be back by the end of the last episode.
They will.
We're going to have another full roll call.
No, I'm going to agree with Ichi here. Ranpo did that on purpose and just was like pretty much Mimi's got a plan.
he jumps out of him. Will that like rip him apart? No,
it's going to be like fucking K from Men in Black or whatever. Just comes out and it's like, what the hell did you do that for? He ate my favorite gun.
I was thinking the Hydra from Hercules.
It's just like Kirby in the anime where the inside of him is just another universe.
You just see
Sho Ranpo just swimming like he said in the movie. You see him swimming around looking for Tsurugi.
I mean, if you got sucked into Kirby's stomach, then like it wouldn't be bad because there'd just be a shit ton of food around, so you'd never go hungry.
Well, I mean, we already saw that when they went inside Naga and fought stuff in his alternate head dimension.
Oh yeah, with like the joke I made where there's an on-off switch. It just says emotions and it's just off.
it's like a breaker that's just been shorted for years.
They're in his brain. If they accidentally cut something, like one of the stems by accident, like, Naga would.
It's just as Naga's about to do something, his legs just stop working.
Yeah, like every time they like swing their weapons. Every time they swing their weapons inside Naga, you just see Evil Naga, just like one of his limbs just spasms.
Toss his weapon. Shit!
He just lands in the end of his head.
starts doing the robot.
He's screaming what's going on as he's doing the Macarena.
What's wrong with them? What's Macarena. Wrong with them? He's lost all sense of humanity. He thinks he's an actual snake.
He's just like warbling
just
on the ground.
On the ground, shaking back and forth.
Guys, I think he's having a seizure. No, he just thinks he's a snake.
Just sticking his tongue
again,
out.
Again, this is why we need animated.
No. What in God's name is he doing? I believe that's the word.
What is he doing? He's beginning to believe.
Get emotions.
What's he doing? His best.
Snake.
What's he doing? I frankly, I don't know.
It's my
I'm scared.
He's beginning to believe.
Just
a whole entire box of memes. Don't need this.
What are you saying? That I can become a snake? I'm saying that when the time comes, you won't have to.
Okay, that reference.
Shut his humanity.
Oh my goodness.
So anyways, next week, like I said, Mimi's got a plan, like this ultimate plan.
What about Lucky?
Oh god.
Oh my goodness.
It's the final countdown.
I fucking love that show.
Glad it's over. Looking forward to what's next.
Actually, wait, isn't it? I thought there were two more episodes after this.
Yeah, there are two more episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's the final countdown.
It's the final Yosha.
Oh yeah, what's the Yosha Lucky counter at?
Well, between this and episode Stinger, there were two in this episode and three in episode Stinger, which brings our total up to 314.
Jeez.
We've officially reached pi level of Yosha Lucky.
I like pi.
Ooh, speaking of pi, there's a pi for me.
Again, they need to do like the Gemini Kutama and just have them duplicate all the mechas and have them all say Yosha Lucky, and then
again?
We will cut. Yeah, no, and then no. We will cut to the Yosha Lucky counter breaking.
No, we just need Lucky. We just need Lucky to keep using the Gemini fucking thing until there's just like 1,000 Luckies and just all of them just Yosha. I'd like to see you have fun counting that.
Challenge accepted. All
right.
I'll just
do
it. In
the last episode, everyone in the universe will say Yosha Lucky.
I'll just.
Oh my god! If that happens. It's just gonna.
No,
hey, Ishi,
no,
what's the Yosha Lucky counter at?
No.
Yes!
No. Fuck it. It's just core cast, then. We'll shorten it down to just the core cast saying Yosha Lucky.
I was gonna say, I'll just do what I did last time and count how many times Gemini's activated and math it out from there.
Or be
but then you'll see,
screenshot.
Like, 5 billion, and then it's like, sure. There were 300 Yosha Luckies.
Anyways,
let's get to our fucking episode of shit.
There was Mugen Yosha Lucky.
Sorry. I was unfortunately unable to watch episode of Stinger because I, of school-related shenanigans, so, I...
You can just listen to us tell you what happened and just be shocked.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Say the movie!
Size the movie!
If you guys want me to stay on, I will. I just don't want to be... I don't want to be the lump who's in the way.
We need you here for Doze.
I am still waiting for a Kamen Rider scene.
So, alright. So, our featured topic for this week is episode Stinger.
Well, hang on.
Featured topic!
Alright, so, before I was interrupted by Gar... We're talking about episode Stinger, so it's the Stinger V Cinema.
I just love how we got several Yosha Luckies out of the way in fucking immediately.
Oh, can I quickly talk about High School Wars? Since I wasn't
Yes, what did you think?
I thought part one was the funniest part.
They were all pretty good.
Yeah, where it's like, just all the humans leave. Just, you see Garu pick up a sword, everyone's starting to, like, surround, like, Rampo. They're like, so... You've been cheating, huh?
Yeah.
Guys, no!
Commander, what's in your head? Now I'm just imagining, like, the Simpsons meme, like, of Bart, I can't believe you've done this, but with Raptor and Rompo. Like, what's in your jacket? Nothing. Like, Rompo, can't believe you've done this.
Wait, I thought, like, the High School Wars were okay. For a YouTube miniseries.
Like I said, I thought it's one of the best things Hugh Ranger's fucking released. It's so good.
If you want my thoughts, you can listen to last week's episode.
I'm still confused about Hoshi Minato, because he had the puppet on his shoulder, so that was Don Armaga possessed Hoshi Minato.
Maybe he just had that puppet by default and Don just possessed it.
What I was thinking.
Close enough, I guess.
So in a nutshell, episode of Stinger is literally, what the fuck happened during Stinger and Champ's adventure to go try to kill Scorpio.
Spoilers.
Which is exactly what we knew it was.
Spoilers, they didn't find Scorpio.
No, spoilers. It wasn't really that good.
It was okay.
I thought it was alright, but my biggest problem was that most of the movie was a flashback!
The ending, though, was awesome. But
yeah,
we'll get
like
to
when
that.
When all the rest of the other Q-Rangers showed up, it was really good, but...
I said we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So it opens with, oh right, they're fighting the principal.
Oh yeah, those aliens. It's like, we all look the same. You killed my son and wife.
Yeah, for adult reasons!
Yeah, I was saying the vice principal.
For production reasons, we all
look
the same.
Monster version of Dr. Alphys.
So, like, Champ starts bugging out and going berserk, and Stinger goes after him. So you literally see Q-Reno floating there, missing an arm and a leg for a few seconds.
This movie cost Q-Reno an arm and a leg.
Guys!
Then Lucky calls in Naga and Kotaro, which... It bugged me because Kotaro becomes the arm and Naga becomes the leg, and I'm just like, no, it should be the other way around.
Every combination of
Except
Kuma.
I'm pretty sure we haven't actually. But I was
the
Kuma
Boy has never been a leg.
I agree with Lane because I have, like, Cerberus with Naga as an arm and Kotaro as a leg, and I think they both look better in that combination.
I'd rather a snake arm than an air arm.
They've
never had that in the show? They've never been in the formation?
Kotaro has never been a leg.
He's always been an arm, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's much better to have, like, the stretchy
There were never any bare feet on the show?
No, the only bare hands.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. That
Doing
was
the
terrible.
Bare hands. That's a pun.
Right to bare arms.
But is it better than two arms?
I don't know why it just turned into bear puns.
So, we meet the big boss.
The reason that the Kuma Voyager looks good as a leg is because it's literally based on Tauros and Ukami, which are legs. So, that might make sense.
Is that why
foundation.
That one's an arm, so they can diversify it, I think?
Yeah. But then they make it kind of dumb because they always make it much thinner on the show than it really is. Ryuteo has one thin arm and then just one monster arm in real life.
It's like Morty with his sentry arm.
So, like in the Shyamalan movie where the guy's only training one half of his body.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
So after Stinger and Champ wrestle a bit, we meet the big boss of the film, Zandabard, or as we like to call him, the Zatu Seijin Zandabard, because
he looks
like
cool.
Zatu.
I like his sword.
Yeah, that's what I got from him, so...
I can't see it.
He's based on a tiki, and Zatu is also based on a tiki.
I don't know if anyone else noticed, but... This is immediately following Q-Ranger High School, which makes it weird that Stinger and Champ are not in their school uniforms anymore, but everyone else is.
Well, no, Stinger was in his high school uniform.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He was in it, and then as he was running towards Champ, click back into his regular uniform.
Oh, okay.
But,
and then also Champ only had, like, I think he had a hat and it was over his shoulder and that was it.
And
so.
Instead of his Q-Ranger jacket, he had like a Gakuran on his shoulder. They all fall down a cliff into Shinken Gold River.
Ah, son of a bitch!
And then they find some flowers which trigger
reference.
The flashback of the incident.
Yeah, it's like half a year ago.
Wait,
what? Okay, why not just have the movie set?
It's amazing how these flowers were able to grow on this planet and also on Earth.
It's so there's a reason that they can delay the release of the movie.
Oh, really?
Probably.
No!
Probably, I don't know.
What if it wasn't intended to be a flashback, but they decided to do that later as a thing?
I don't know. Ask the head writer of this movie, Kento Shimoyama. Who has never written anything for Q-Ranger.
I don't know why, but just like Champ was really weird throughout this movie. Like just like when he's like adventuring with Stinger and shit like that, he's just like trying to like hype him up and stuff, and just like this is when Stinger was like still trying to be like a loner asshole. So Wayne,
like I just mentioned, the guy that wrote this never wrote Q Ranger.
Oh, okay,
that's not really.
He wrote Ghost Ager, Gokaiger, and Go Busters.
I mean, like if I remember right, he was acting like kind of sorry.
Like, and not even the whole show, just like a handful of episodes.
Huh.
Like, but if I remember correctly, he was like acting all like happy-go-lucky and stuff when he was like when they were leaving on the end of that episode.
But
while he got trying to like pump him up.
Yeah, and he decides to go along with Stinger just because he's like, oh, I want to see if you're actually like man enough to kill your brother.
You don't have the balls to kill your brother. I'm gonna watch.
And then like yeah,
watch
he like
fail.
And then like yeah, and then like he yells at Stinger later about it. He's like, yeah, see, you're a little pussy ass bitch. You're not even gonna fucking kill your brother. You couldn't kill this chick, even though you. Because you felt sorry for her, because she's, like, evil. And it's like, he's like, whatever, man.
But, you couldn't kill this chick because she was just, you'd racially profiled.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So Stinger and Champ go on a backpacking camping adventure across Planet Sleevey. Sorry, Planet 3V.
No, fuck it, we're calling it Planet Sleevey.
I thought they were on Earth.
There were weeks of us making fun of the name Planet Sleevey.
I thought it was Planet Frisbee.
No, that's what Lucky thought
it
was.
But the weird part
actually,
is...
I just remembered, last week, during the show, even though I wasn't on, I fell asleep. Like, literally 10 minutes after I made the joke of Planet Sleepy sounds like Planet Sleepy.
Yeah, you jinxed yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the second time that I fell asleep to something involving Cast Ranger.
Yes.
Only the first time on the show, though.
Well, I'm sorry our show is boring!
No, it wasn't the show. It was just like, well, the last time I was on, it was on the audio drama, I remember I fell asleep with that too. I fell asleep because I watched it too late and I fell asleep.
So
anyway,
their...
can you cut this out, please?
No, leave it in.
Horrible.
So during their camping trip, Shoranpo gives them a side quest. Here's a blank Q-tama. Put something in it.
Put a squirrel
in it. And then we see Stinger using the pump Q-tama to take a quick drink of water and the campfire Q-tama at night.
Milk was a bad choice.
The Legend of Q Ranger, Breath of the Wild.
Oh my god.
And then we see them in a cafe, and Stinger's like trying to feed him, and the worst part of that is he's trying to feed the cow robot beef.
He has beef with him.
It's like when they tried to feed Ank chicken.
It's just like a cow and a robot. I don't think either one would want to eat beef.
Right?
And cow, robot, best match.
And like while this whole montage is happening, we hear Stinger singing the first of many songs he sings over the course of the movie.
Oh my god!
No, unless it's just the one song repeatedly, which I'm ready to believe.
Oh my god! Best joke that I can think of, just as Stinger singing. Stop singing! No wonder you don't have any friends.
So yeah, this movie devolves into episode of Singer.
Where is it? I need to find it. I posted it earlier.
That's probably the best joke I could find.
Here it is.
That's the episode of Stinger.
Stinger. The guy. This picture needs to be added. Come on, load. There it is. I love this thing. I'm the edgelord of this season. Why are you laughing?
Wow. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Wow, that picture, though.
This one was just...
That makes me sad, though. This is a shot of him crying.
Oh, so...
But why did they use that picture for him?
I don't know, but it was a thing for a while.
Yeah, so, like, phase. Mika, whatever the fuck her name is, like, ends up going to this, like, shitty slum town. And then, yeah, so, like, we see, like, a sign that's supposed to be shop, but it's, like, upside down, so it looks like it's saying does.
So I immediately just knew,
I was like, if Emily sees it, she's just going to crack the fuck up. So, which she did.
So I decided to headcanon that the name of this group of people, they are the evil or anti-dark matter organization, Doze.
Dope.
Yeah. With a lowercase d.
One of those guys being the guy who played Kong from fucking... Wizard Forza Ultimatum, and he was in
Yeah,
G
I
as
noticed
well.
That.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, he's
back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, how have they not win this with Kong's second powers?
He died! It was awful.
Blaine, they all died.
I know, he died in like Champ's arms or whatever, and I was like, Kong, no!
How did they lose to Don Image with his psychic powers?
It was truly Beauty that killed the Beast.
It's such a shame that he was the only member of the DK crew.
Good.
Oh. Just, who killed you? It was the crocodile with the bomb.
So yeah, Mika... He was the penguin who stole my bananas. Name, like that.
Mika Rape.
Or, like, well, I saw, like, her in the wiki.
That needs... Okay, wow. Instead of the actual picture, this is the picture that we're going to use.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, wow. No, of course.
Yeah, Anthony, make this the wallpaper for this part of the discussion. Oh, no!
For this I got my own movie! It's so sad.
This movie feels like if... What if...
I feel bad for him, actually.
Okay. I lost my kind of, sort of, not really girlfriend.
Yeah, really.
And then I stole her arm and put it on.
So, like, yeah, so, like, Mika Retsu's like this...
That's an odd hand job, if you have to say it. So
we find out she's, like, some fucking half-human, half-unicorn alien thing, and she has, like, one part of, like, her alien trait is she has this one, like, fucking monstrous-looking arm. And just,
shut
like,
up.
Everyone fucking hates her for it, so, like...
And like, which is really stupid, because they're all, like, normal people... And the weird part is that everyone describes them as Chikujin, which translates to Earthling, even though they're not on Earth. But like,
well, no, they are on Earth.
They are on Earth. That's where they were going.
They were in an abandoned Japanese city.
I thought they were on Planet 3B.
No, it was a flashback.
Oh, okay,
to
sure.
When they were still on Earth.
Although you're right in the fact that it is very coincidental that they had that on two planets the same exact flower grew.
Yeah. But what I was saying is. Yes, you fucking normal humans. Mouth off to the woman with the fucking mutant alien claw. You know why? Because nothing can stop the claw!
Yeah.
That's a liar, liar joke.
Ah, fuck it.
But of course, we find out later...
Didn't they say before that, like, she had lived there before, but then, like, the people, like... With
the
face
the
and his cronies all
well,
made
we find
them.
Out, we find out later that it's because of Zargaboth, whatever his name is, that he implanted Zanzibar.
Yeah, I think that's it, Zanzibar.
I'm going to call him Zargaboth after the judge from FF12. But we find out later it was him who planted the seed of hatred, because that's a thing he can do.
Stupid.
I swear that there was another thing which involved planting seeds of hate in people. I think it was Digimon.
Well, I mean, after everyone died, they planted them in the middle of a field.
But yeah, so they end up fighting the people, and Stinger and Champ are also, or no, no, they first they fight her because, you know, they see her as a threat and she claims to work for Dark Matter. But, like, during the fight, he, like, spins around, and it was... Some of the fights are really well choreographed.
Well, there's Koichi Sakamoto
so, like,
this movie.
As he's spinning around, my thought was, are we watching episode of Spinner? And then,
episode
like...
Episode of Spinner, episode of Singer.
As he's, like, in, a clash with her, and, like, he looks into her eyes and shit, and then you see his, like, cheeks waggle.
No! I like to think, like, he was, like, holding her, like, choking her, and he's like, wow... You're a lot hotter because I'm choking you.
No. Just
I'm into that.
Like, they're in like the that. Like the rubble, and it's just like, hey.
Sup?
Hey. Just like the awkward look.
Like, just, hey, everyone.
And just, Stinger looks at the camera. I know it's a P. I know this is a V cinema, but takes the camera, pushes in the other direction.
Speak.
10 minutes later, just
trying to hold up the rubble.
This movie is like pretty generous with the cleavage shots, though. I gotta say,
trying to hold up the rubble. So, you come here often?
Yeah, I will admit, yeah, there was a ton of cleavage shots in this movie.
And
a
yeah, ton. Like as Stinger and Mika are fighting, eventually Mika just straight up mounts him and then tries to penetrate him.
I am your bitch.
With her arm, I should clarify.
You are. Say it. I'm your bitch. Say it, bitch. I'm your bitch.
And then, like,
good boy.
Stinger gets
We're
up.
We're really making use of sad Stinger picture.
Stinger finally, like, gets up and starts whipping his tail around, so he's about to use tail whip on her.
Sorry, my head just went straight into the gutter.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, like, it's finally then she notices, oh my god, you're like me! And I just wanted him to go, no, I'm not human, I'm just an alien.
I'm a scorpion. No, I'm not human, I'm just from out of town.
Dirty half-breed.
Whoa!
But no, then the rocks fall, and, like, he protects her, so then it became episode of Save Her. And then, while they're...
Death by rocks.
While they're within this rubble, he tells her his life story about how Scorpio betrayed him, so then it became...
Now, this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
So I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
Sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the story orange.
No.
So it's episode of Bel Air.
Episode of Bel Air.
Episode of Stinger.
No. I've got more. Hold on.
The episode title is still Thespian the Blaze.
We see the full flashback of how Scorpio just walked in and literally murdered the entire village.
I got one little fight. My mom got scared.
And, like, one of the best things is
and everyone's dead.
Scorpio fucking just, like, grabs this one guy and just snaps his fucking neck. He just collapses. Yeah,
get a brutal death. Okay, here's another thing. This is the V cinema. Where's all the blood?
There was blood when, like the village people were getting murdered.
The village people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so... Why? Hold on, hang on. Why are we dead?
Kill me. I just want to know why.
Hold on, everyone's talking at once!
We can't do that. That was my
fault. Singing.
Why are we dead?
Yes, we heard you the first time.
Okay.
I was trying to say, Samika went back to the village and literally slaughtered everyone. The women, the children, like, everyone dead. Like, there's even a scene where, like, Stinger and Champ show up and they're like, oh shit, everyone's dead. And then you just see, like, Stinger, like, holding a little girl's body and just going, ah!
Oh shit.
And I just like to imagine if that scene wasn't cut, you just see him, like, walk over to the dead body of the girl, just like, lean down, gently pick her up. Ah! And then just gently
and then
put it back down.
They buried every single body.
Hey, digging a hole.
Gotta put a nerd in.
When they finally buried the village people, they decorated their gravestones with costumes.
As horrible as this joke is, just one of the villagers is still slightly alive. Why are you burying me? You're waking the neighbors.
What? I'm not alive.
Just
I'm buried. Not dead. I'm you not will be dead. Seeing you very old.
That's what I was thinking, dude. I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, just the one person that's not dead still gets buried.
Back to the flashback of Scorpio killing everyone. Like, so you see the full story of how it all happened and how he murders everyone. And, like, as Stinger is literally crying and clinging to his brother's leg, and I was just like, okay, now it's episode of Whiner. And then he tries fighting back and just, like, wildly, like, whooshing his fucking weapon around at him, and now it's episode of Swinger.
And then
Scorpio proceeds to dummy him and, like, toss him across the village. Now it's episode of Flinger. And it's at this point Lane and I were like, man, all this senseless death, what would Michi say?
Yeah. Because all Takatora's actor apparently knows how to play as a douchey older brother.
Who murders.
Yeah.
Singer's not supposed to act not like this.
And
I just realized, and we now know that Singer sewed together all of their jackets. It's episode of Stringer.
This movie altogether is just a meh. I was literally dozing off on the couch while watching this. Didn't help either that there is no actual light in the studio.
Episode of Sleeper?
Yeah, so it became episode of Sleeper for me. Like there he is chit-chat. I'm just dozing off. I'm like, oh right, the movie.
Oh.
I was very disappointed.
But yeah, so they're after being trapped in the rubble, Stinger uses Rock Blast to get them to get her out. And she uses Psycho Cut to blast the rest of the rocks.
I'm sure he didn't use Rock Trank.
You do not have enough gym bags. You need Rock Smash.
I made the funny joke that where, like, she, like, hits the thing, and he's like, Singer's like, oh, thanks, you saved me. Oh, no, I was trying to hit you, I just missed.
just, you see her eyes dart back and forth. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
So she gets out, and she goes back to Dose, who promptly throw her in a net and for some reason stomp the flowers. Like, why would you stomp the flowers? What do they have to do with her? Oh, you guys had no way of knowing that she liked those flowers.
And then the village... After they escape the rocks, it was episode of Freer.
and then, like, as they have her in the net, the leader of Dose proceeds to conk her in the head with a shovel.
Would have beat her.
No wonder she fucking murdered the entire village. I'd be mad too if I got hit by a shovel.
And we were saying while we were watching, like,
you hit me with a shovel.
It's a big misunderstanding. They wanted to get her, like, for a surprise forgiveness party.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wanted to get her the cake.
Was that a Santa Claus 3 reference?
Yes. You hit me with a shovel.
I'm sorry. When that movie came out. I'm sorry for the tangent. When that movie came out, it was in the middle of my deepest weeaboo phase, and I made a whole anime version of it.
That's yes.
It was a magical girl show.
Until
the
she's dead, she'll come stalking us at night. She'll wreak havoc on our village and, with her monstrous... Oh, fuck, damn it.
Appetite? Well, I guess something else.
Yeah, something about her hand.
Oh, my?
Her monstrous hand!
Oh, my.
So... Mika promptly breaks out of her robes and changes the movie into episode of Slaughter by murdering everyone.
All right. Jesus, how many more do you have?
I don't know.
I stayed up till like 2 a.m. just has an actual list of
left
the time codes.
has like a book published about how many puns?
Yeah, it's like it's a whole chapter of the Yai book. But yeah, so, like, Stinger and Champ show up to see the town all murdered, and I just love how Champ, like, gets so angry that he actually turns and just, like, bashes something in, like, the most legit anger I've ever seen out of him.
Yep.
And the weirdest part of the movie, we get a fucking music video with Stinger while they're cleaning up the corpses!
No! I can see this.
Everybody, everywhere.
No, I can see this. Toei's headquarters. They're like early test footage is like showing them burying the bodies. It's just like
test audiences think that's too drab. Yeah, we need to happy it up.
It's like this is too dark.
We need to see the S-Lord. Right? Yeah.
Force in the music video.
And I love how, like, as they're picking up the corpses, there's just one random, like, American actor in there. Yes. Not the Rando Whitey!
No, Rando Whitey!
Filthy American.
And they, like, they actually, like, close the eyes of, like, the village head who was the most douchey. Just like, sleep now, gentle douchebag.
No, it's like...
Your name is now douchebag.
Hey, Stinger. Yeah? Closes one eyelid. Puts the other one up. Champ or Stinger, what are these things? Champ, they're called eyelids. Eyelids.
Slowly,
I don't have those.
Eventually, Mika turns into this kind of like half monster. It's really weird, and you can see her mouth and shit, and it's just weird. And finally, by this point in the movie, Champ and Stinger finally transform.
Although it's wildly unceremonious the first henshin in the movie.
Yeah, because it lingers a bit, and then it just spontaneously
like,
do it.
With any Power Ranger or Super Sentai movie, we can only do it once.
But, like, make a bigger deal about it. Like, make, you know, sequence it.
No, they've wasted all their big deals for the finale.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, like, she shows up with the little, like, the Inromaru, like, thing, basically, that marks her as the Daikon. So she shows up, like, it's still in her humanoid form, and we're like, you're a Daikon now? Well, your costume sucks. And then, she immediately, like, transformed, and I was like, well, never mind.
Yeah, really.
Even though what she ended up transforming into was still kind of half-assed.
You know what this movie really should have been?
Huh?
Remove the ending fight in the beginning, with like, okay,
and the middle,
yeah, remove all Q Ranger references, keep the alien stuff, and you know who you replace Stinger and Champ with?
Yeah. Bon Bon.
Sharivan and Scheider and make it a Metal Heroes movie. This honestly felt like it should have been better if it was
Metal Heroes. It did kind of seem like it was focused on, you know, alien discrimination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Champ uses Earthquake, they use All-Star Impact, and she's defeated.
And then she literally...
Except, wait, she hiccups darkness!
And then she dies, and then her soul gets turned into a ketone.
But not before we get our second KILL ME! Of the week!
Yeah.
Do it.
Which is really weird. We always line up our feature topics so weirdly. So that, like, in the episode we had Tsurugi, and now we have her, both going KILL ME this week.
Man, two times, 1 week.
And then Zargoboth fucks off into space.
Yep.
And like,
as I'll see you all in 6 months.
As Mika is dying in Stinger's arms, Lane and I were like, no, don't die! We can have beautiful kids with horns and scorpion tails!
We get beautiful children that cause everyone to vomit.
And of course, as she's dying, I correctly predicted that her soul would become the Ikakuju Kyutama.
It's a cool...
Because Kyutamas are made of dead people.
It's like a pinkish-purplish unicorn
Kyutama. It's cool. A cool Tama.
Haven't we already learned that?
Well, yeah, but we did...
Kyutamas are made from dead people.
What?
Kyutamas are made from dead people.
Kyutamas are made from dead people.
Where else has that been
a thing? Totally greenest people.
I don't know.
Kyutamas is people!
Somehow,
and then I buried her.
So yeah, Champ goes off being berserk again after like they revert back from the flashback, and then just like
and Zonda comes back with a promotion,
and like Stinger's like, "Oh, you saved me the trouble trying to find you, asshole!" I'm like,
actually,
it's been 6 months since her death, and now I'm thinking about going back on getting revenge on her for you. So
it's been 6 months since her death, and I have not suffered any negative consequences.
Well, they didn't know where to find him.
And so Champ
just magically vanishes.
Yeah.
Lucky and Company.
Champ magically vanishes, and we have no clue what happens to him.
Yeah, like, so the others show up, and Stinger's like, I want this asshole. And the others agree to it, even though they have zero idea why he's such a big deal. They have no idea about the whole story in the flashback.
And they have, like,
they might know. He might have told them off screen.
So you know how things are when, like, people have, like, daydreams in their head,
yeah,
and like it's the cliche, like they have the daydream and their friend like snaps them out of it.
Yeah,
it's like Stinger, just Mika's body, Stinger, huh, dude? You've been sitting there for like an hour. You gonna help me? Oh, sorry, yeah.
And then we get what seems to be like the most fucking longest. Like, attempt to transform ever.
This is where they start clearly padding the movie time.
We got 5 minutes.
Like, we just keep...
No, they're padding it because, like, they take so long to transform. Like, they load up their Kyutamas one by one.
Yeah.
And then they, like, do the
and
dance.
All
and they
fighting.
And they and say they... Star Change while they're all fighting. And we get this one scene for each of them that's at least 10 seconds. And then they all transform. So they've clearly
something
kind of
cool about that, though, is that it showed that what's his face was actually attacking them, but they were using the stars as shields, and it actually did go past them, but it went between two of the stars.
I actually
so,
do like
they were so they were transforming, and they had no chance of getting hit.
I will admit, I actually do like the team, like
when
you just have all the human actors together as
one
team.
Oh, so you only like the human Q Rangers?
Mogaru, Raptor, Balance.
They can be the side team.
That's racist.
How's it racist?
Characterist.
You racist.
No. Okay. Let me rephrase that. The colors, like, all match up together.
So you're judging them by color now?
Yeah, that's a little.
Wow, Gar.
Didn't think of.
Oh, no, give me 2 weeks. So I'm gonna think of a better idea for yellow.
How xenophobic of you?
So everyone does their like impact attacks. But you can tell that this is long before they decided that Koguma Skyblue should be using the Q Spear because he doesn't get one. He's just swinging his ball scarf around.
Or Shishiro Ryan.
He doesn't even kill anyone. He just, like, slightly moves him around.
Yeah. And then we get to see Sasori Orange Ikakuju with the drill arm.
Yeah, and that was cool.
In
which, yeah, for the big exclusive form to only be shown off for, like, a minute and a half.
It's like discount shitty Dino's Grander.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, but I mean, they did use it in multiple episodes after that.
Yeah, where that's Endgame, and this has been out for a while in Japan.
Yeah, it's been out since October.
I mean, didn't it come out in October? Like, wasn't it like a DVD, and didn't it come out recently? Like, aren't we just reviewing it late?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just reviewing it late.
But yeah, so he uses his ultimate attack, Unicorn Antares, and then he lands it, and then there's a few seconds of like calmness, and then like at least 10 seconds after he's turned around, then like explosions
for days.
Explosions.
And like credit to Stinger's actor for not like flinching a bit at all.
Well, yeah, he's probably used to it.
Like the Kiba Rangers do.
Yeah, but that was the funny thing about the Kiba Rangers. Yeah. It wasn't until like episode 7 where they finally got it right.
Yeah. So, like, they all go back up to the ship, and they're like, oh, no, Champ's still going berserk. And my immediate thought was, so what, you left him down there? Why did you go look for him?
Yeah, it's like, wait, you didn't find him?
And he killed another village of people.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Champ? I thought you said you were going to go find him. Oh, no.
Wait.
it's just hard cut to another destroyed city.
No, it's like, wait, if I'm here, you're all here.
At least that bill is somewhere in the general area.
Where's Champ?
He's
with the 19 Peter Dinklage.
Beginning of Home Alone.
So yeah, this...
We left Champ at home!
Kevin! Champ!
Champ?
Well, speaking of Power Rangers.
So, this movie was okay. I liked it.
It was pretty good.
I really liked it. Mainly, I just watched the ending fight over and over and over again, because I really like it.
Like,
I wouldn't say it's a good toku movie, because there wasn't a lot of suit action, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like as effects. A character piece, I thought it was interesting.
Honestly, this movie, like, this is going to sound weird, but, like, it made me kind of like Stinger less than I already do.
That's the thing. I already didn't like him much, and, like, we get it. His actor is a singer and likes to sing... You really have to do this?
Get an Edge Lord.
Well, maybe this just goes to show this is why you can't have solo Ranger films. Because Rangers work better as a team.
I still feel that good solo Ranger films can exist. They just picked the wrong character.
Yeah. Especially out of 9 Rangers.
Yo.
And wasn't one of them that already
a lucky had... movie.
No.
Wasn't there a rumor going around that, like, Jason David Frank wanted there to be a Green Ranger movie?
Jason David Frank will suck the Green Ranger's dick till the day he's buried.
What?
He'll be buried in the Green Rangers.
Yeah. I do not doubt it.
He'll suck his own dick. That takes a lot of skill.
You should have said it anyway but that.
That takes a lot of skill and a lot of flexibility. I'm proud of him.
You know what we need. Episode of Show Ranpo.
Yes.
No.
The
origin of the rebellion.
We need a Tsurugi origin story.
I feel like it's probably better that we get an episode for the other characters who didn't get any backstory. Raptor, Spada. No. The only thing we know about Spada is, my family was... Like, my parents were killed or something, and I had to take care of my family.
My parents were dead.
That's why I became a chef.
I'd like to see Iron Chef.
The thing is, with Show Ranpo, I feel that there is still a lot of story that has yet to be explained, like, in detailed
the
origin of rebellion.
Where his mentor died.
Including that. But like I feel that any more episodes focused on any of them would just be artificially forcing character traits down their throats.
And any excuse to see Reviled again, I'd love that.
I just realized, Rampo said he made his own. He made the
right. Rixator. We could have a month. We could have part of the movie be how he built it.
Yeah. One sec.
Anyways.
But yeah, the Q Rangers won't get their own Returns V Cinema because that's being replaced by the Space Squad V Cinema.
And I'm fine with that.
Ooh,
which means fine. More Stinger.
Which means...
That's what I was going to say. Rumpus said he made the Rootsator. Every single time they needed to make something technological, he just left it up to balance.
Yeah.
The balance is up to you.
I've made something very technologically advanced that I could help you, I don't want them.
Like, even Rumpo, showed that, like, even though he created the Ryu Violet powers, they weren't stable.
That.
Yeah.
So, like...
That's the... Yeah.
Maybe he's just not confident in himself.
Mm-hmm. Like, balance, you'll do it better, so go right ahead.
Yeah. That, it's not like they're trying to create powers. It's just little trinkets that will probably only work once.
It's like Lane trying to fix our TV and then just decides to tell me to do it.
Yep.
Anyways, I think it's time to wrap up this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, thanks for having me on.
Always, my dear.
Thanks.
I know, but
thanks
like,
for having us on.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Of course, Thespian.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Thank you for being on, Thespian.
One last thing about episode of Stinger. Stinger's actor is actually a really good singer.
He is.
Well, yeah.
His singing ability is very good.
Have you guys ever heard his cover of the ending theme?
No.
He did a cover of Q-Tama
Dance? No, I've never heard it.
Oh my god.
I'll show you guys after we're done.
Wait, can we extend it for just 1 minute while we listen to this?
No, I don't want to risk us getting zapped.
Yeah, I want...
No, we don't listen to it. We won't listen to it. We just, like, listen to it, then come back, like, oh my god.
No.
Here's the shocker. We're gonna like it.
Yeah. Anyways, this is episode 182 of Ultra Ranger, I mean Cast Ranger. You can follow me at Autorod at Twitter.com.
Follow me at Lane, double underscore.
For other Cast Ranger stuff, you can check us out at Facebook.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger.
No, it's Facebook.com/RSCastRanger.
Sorry, Facebook.com/RSCastRanger. You can listen to our older episodes on www.podbean.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger.
Or castranger.podbean.com.
Yeah, that's it.
See, this is why I do this.
Well, no, that's why I have a list. I always have a list up of, like, what we should, like, run through. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger.
That one's correct.
Yeah. I'm not going to say our Instagram because we don't use our Instagram ever.
We have merchandise by t-shirts and cases and pillows and shit.
That's the thing that we keep forgetting.
We have a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
we have a YouTube channel, but to me it feels incomplete since we're missing a ton of episodes.
Well, we're in the process of getting the older episodes re-edited and uploaded on the channel. So.
But I want them now.
Well, then tell Dave to keep working on them.
Dave's blocked me on every single thing ever.
Then create a new account and pretend to be a hot woman.
I'll laugh if he actually listens to this episode and be like, fuck you.
I mean, earlier he tried to want to. Look, in chat it said must resist troll.
I saw. Alright, anyways.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you all for joining us.
Hashtag money for Lane.
Comments for Lane.
So we have a Discord where you can meet assholes like me and Thespian.
Aww,
yay, assholes!
Also, by the time this episode goes up, it'll be my birthday.
Happy birthday, Gargler.
Happy birthday, Gargulous Gargler.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.